Do you want to be recorded?
No, that's fine. I don't care.
Okay. They're paying me $20 to do it.
Are they?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Not too much. I'm just filling out some other applications.
Okay.
I made a bunch more corrections on that essay.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you wanna take a look at it, did you look at it? Or?
Yeah, I looked at it.
Well, wait, how'd the LSAT go?
It went pretty well.
Did it?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say how well I did, but I know I didn't like mess up any sections.
Really?
So I had a pretty good feeling. I mean, it's a long test and it's pretty like draining.
Yeah.
But I think I'll get a pretty good score.
Well, that's good.
I'll have to wait till mid-January to find out. It takes about 5 weeks to
I know.
Score it, whatever.
Yeah,
so.
I took the SAT again.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Do you think it went better than last time? Or?
Yeah.
Good.
I think I definitely went up.
That's good, definitely.
I got my...
Achievement?
Achievement.
Yeah?
Back. Let's see.
How were those?
I think they were about average.
Okay.
On the writing, got a 500.
Okay.
On the literature, a 570.
That's not bad.
And on the history, a 580.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So, I mean, they're decent.
Those are fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch the Cowboys lose today?
No.
Yeah. Lucky for you.
Who'd they lose to?
In Washington.
Really?
It's appalling. Yeah.
What was the score?
24-17.
Was Emmett back?
He just played like crap the whole game. Yeah, he was back.
Really?
Yeah. So,
that sucks.
Whatever. We're going to lose some during the course of the season, I guess. But it was just, I don't know. I think Barry Switzer's going to catch a lot of the blame for it. I mean, we never played like this badly under Jimmy Johnson, you know. And I don't, that may have nothing to do with Barry Switzer, but he's going to, I think he's going to feel some heat.
Yeah.
And he should.
Definitely. I mean, we have such good athletes.
Yeah, totally. There's no excuse for us to lose to a team that's won 3 games the whole season.
Exactly. There's no excuse.
So, you and Dave DJed some dance the other night?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was pretty cool.
It's a good deal.
We just, I don't know.
Some South dance?
Yeah. Well, it was like the basketball, like, it was like a tip-off dance.
I see.
Like, I don't know, for the season at the fundraiser. And so
cool.
It was pretty sweet.
Dude, let me get this other call.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All
right. Luke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Who was that?
My old roommate, Chris Suh. He is a Washington fan, and I assume wanted to rub it in some.
Oh, really?
But, whatever. So,
What's going on?
Hey, well, you know, this basically last week, all I did was study for the LSAT. Like, I didn't get a lot of class. I didn't do any work in anything else besides that.
Oh, yeah.
So now I have a fair amount of work that I need to, like, get to work on, you know.
Sure.
But, so that was good. I got pretty, like, fucked up last night.
Did you?
You know, I mean, not after the LSAT, you have to go have some beers. So, it was pretty good. I mean, I got pretty hammered.
Did you?
You remember that bartender from Oklahoma, that guy Brian? That you talked
to
for a while?
Yeah.
Like, he bartends a lot of our mixers, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So that's, we had this mixer, and, like, he was there, and he's like, wait, you're Luke or Josh? I'm like, Josh. But he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's like a stand-up. He's trying to make it as a stand-up comedian.
Oh, really?
And I listen to some of his, like, he does a lot of impersonations, and they're pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Totally. Well, so, yeah. Oh, I got all those pictures developed of when you were here.
Did you?
So, I'll
How
try.
Are they?
They're pretty cool.
Bend them off.
They're awesome, yeah. I'll try and put them in the mail for tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them.
I also got a picture of, like, Cindy, a couple pictures of Cindy and me that I think you probably actually took.
Yeah, I think I probably did.
Yeah, but,
Uh-huh.
I saw her today for the first time. I hadn't seen her in, like, a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
And, it was pretty good. It was fun. Felt like it used to be.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, wishing, like, that we were really still together, you know.
Yeah.
But... Well, whatever.
That's good.
So she's been pretty busy with her stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played an intramural basketball game today.
Oh, did you?
We whipped up on one of the other fraternities.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Sweet.
So, you know, I mean, this next week is the last week of class.
Oh, that's right. So, like, when are you flying out?
Probably not until December 22nd.
Really?
There's a chance I might be able to get out of here a day or two before then, but got a lot of work to do and finals. I'll just have to put in a lot of time studying, whatever.
Sure, sure.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't wait to get back home.
Yeah, totally.
That's definitely true. But,
Yep.
Yeah, so that's, you know, more or less what I've been doing.
Uh-huh.
What about yourself?
Let's see. Friday we had an inter-squad scrimmage.
Oh, cool. How's basketball going?
It's going good.
Good.
Yeah. This Friday we play. We play Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday.
Okay. Are these your first games?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, hold on. Let me get this call.
Okay. Good. What's this? This is Valak.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
Who was that?
Oh, some guy who's applying for this Rhodes Scholarship, and he has an interview, and he wants, like, me to tell him some stuff about Oxford so he'll, like, sound, like, intelligent when he speaks about Oxford, whatever.
Oh, really?
So I said, you know, sure.
Okay.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, well, did you take a look at that essay, or were you too busy? I mean...
I took a look at it.
Huh?
What? I realized a lot of similarities with mine.
good.
I thought, okay, I would still take that whole section about Dunphy. Yeah, I mean, I'd take that out. Just, it's just like, you don't want it in there, I think. You know?
Well, I have to say something. I mean, I think I do.
Well, you might have to do that. Another problem you have is that I like that part about you and Mandy talking in the quad, but the thing is, like, it's like, we had all, okay, blah, blah, blah.
Here, dude, is that guy there? Let me fax you the new copy, because you might be telling me changes that I've already made.
yeah, I don't know if he's here. Let me see. Let's see. No. Well, but I'm saying, like, just let me tell you some things. You'll know whether you've changed them or not.
Okay.
The thing is, it's like you and Mandy had always talked about that your first year in the quad. It's like you already knew who you were going to marry then, whatever. Like, that's kind of weird.
That's weird?
Yeah. You met someone, like, your first year, and you're like, after 7 years in L.A., Mandy and I knew it was time to move on. We both yearned to be back in the beautiful state of Colorado. After all that is, we had always stayed up. Oh, I guess. I don't know. Well, we'll come back to that. A lot of you things, like, they don't... I checked the times on them. Like, the times don't work out. See, what you need to do is you need to, like, sit down and you need to draw a timeline. Okay?
Yeah.
Because some of your times, they just don't work out. I forget, like, the specifics.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work. It's not, like, realistic.
Okay. Dang, like, I wish I could, let me see, I need to send you that in copy. I've made so many changes since then.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I looked at it and I basically thought you should make a lot of changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
Where's that guy? The house dude. If he'll let you in.
Yeah, you know, he's gone too.
Oh, is he?
I mean, there's a possibility you can fax it to me later on this evening.
Yeah, let's just do that.
But
and then we can talk about it.
Have you started working on whatever, like any of the other essays?
Well, there's only one other.
Oh, right.
No, but I haven't started that one.
I see.
And
I
the
see.
Thing is, for Boston and...
Uh-huh.
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm also going to apply. Well, you know, I'm applying to CSU, but I think I'm also going to apply to CC.
Oh, that's a good deal.
they both allow me to write my, like, they list like three questions, and then they say, well, if you don't like these questions, make up one of your own and write on it.
Oh, really?
So I'm just going to try and make this one really good and submit.
Yeah.
Submit it to both of them.
Yeah, I guess you could probably do that.
Just because, I mean, I don't want to write all those others. Cause,
I know.
I mean, it takes a long time to perfect it. And
Yeah, that's true. Well, if you can write a really, one that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the way I see it, well, I don't know, when were you thinking about sending all this stuff out?
I don't really have a date. I mean, I just have to have it gone by, postmarked by January 1st.
Yeah. It's like, when I'm at home, I can definitely give you, like, better, like, hands-on instructions.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I probably won't send it till after you're home, just because...
Yeah.
So you can look over...
Yeah, it's probably wise to allow me to look over everything, and... I mean, we can like, make it awesome, you know?
What about those activities? Did you put them in order? What order
are
you
where is that sheet? I don't have that around here. My room has been a mess.
I mean, those are basically, I mean, those are done. I just have to type those in, just get in order and type them.
Yeah.
I just want to get everything I can done.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about the specific order, but, I mean, put your more important positions, like, you know, at the top, and also, you know, things that take up a lot of time. I mean, are you supposed to put your athletics in that section, too?
Let me see what it says. I don't think.
Okay. Well, do they have a place for that?
List in order of importance the major extracurricular activities and hobbies which have occupied your time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they consider, unless there's a separate section for athletics, they consider that to be an extracurricular activity.
Yeah, well, maybe I definitely ought to put it in there. Though.
Well, yeah. I mean, I put that, you know, towards the top. I wouldn't put it number one, but...
Yeah, definitely.
I'd probably put... what are your president, vice president stuff, like that
kind
of
stuff.
Yeah,
probably council, just because
I'm
really involved in that.
Yeah, I mean, I put your National Honor Society up there.
Yeah.
Then I'd slide your basketball in, because it's also, you know, what takes up a lot of your time.
Uh-huh.
I definitely put some, you know, that key club stuff in there, your community service. Slide your boy state in there somewhere. But, I mean, you can... Just get a rough listing, and then, you know, I mean, I can do a lot of the typing once I get home, or, I mean, that is something that'll take, like, half an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I can type it. I mean, that's...
yeah. I don't have those. I can't seem to find that sheet, but I'll find it. I'll put them in the order I think they should be in, and then...
Okay.
And then tell you.
All right.
Definitely. So, are you have people doing your recommendations and stuff?
Yeah. Both my pen recommendations, one's in the mail. Ransom's has already been mailed.
Okay.
The other one, it's got to be mailed shortly, but...
Yeah, who's the other one?
Mrs. White.
Okay.
And then, I mean, like, pen recommendations are so more extensive than all of my other colleges I'm applying to.
Oh, the application fee,
yeah,
you mean?
Or like the specific questions they ask and really in depth. So I'm just I'm using the same recommendation for all my colleges.
Well, yeah, that's what I did.
It's so more in depth.
Yeah.
I mean, just change a few things in each.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that.
You know.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, the fact that they don't ask real specific questions and they'll think, well, the teacher took the extra time to put all these specifics in there.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, specifics are definitely good.
Do you want to talk to Dad or anything since you're on the free time?
I wonder if I'm supposed to do that.
Oh, you can't talk to more than one person?
Wait, let me look at those instructions, whatever. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I can probably talk to him, I think.
Okay, hold on.
Do
you want to talk to Josh for a second? Yeah. We've got some free minutes here. Are you sick? Hold on.
Oh, man. Did you call Mom for her birthday?
What's up?
Yeah, what's going on, Dad?
So you got some free time, huh?
Well, yeah, I'm doing this, making these free phone calls, and I get paid for it.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about
that. I actually have to have you, like, I guess, since, like, we're being recorded now, I think. So you should probably say that you, do you agree to, like, to do this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I didn't know if I was supposed to do it, but whatever.
Okay.
So, what's going on?
Well, how'd the test go?
It went well. It's hard to say how well,
yeah.
But I mean, I feel very positive about it.
Oh, wonderful.
So, it's not a question of having to, like, cancel my scores.
Uh-huh, excellent.
Yeah. I think I probably did better than I did on any of the practices. So, and of course, I don't find out till mid-January, but
right.
I'm going to proceed, you know, with my applications and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So today I called up one of my German tutors in Oxford and talked to him about getting a recommendation. And
uh-huh.
So I'm going to get some other recommendations and
excellent.
Go ahead and apply some places. So I think it was pretty good. I mean, a good score, like it's out of a scale of 180 points, and 170 is really awesome.
Uh-huh.
165 is definitely, like, very respectable.
Uh-huh.
It's probably, like, you know, 165 is probably like 93rd percentile, whereas 170 is probably like 98th, 99th percentile.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
So I think I'm somewhere in that range.
Good.
Probably between 165 and 170.
Uh-huh.
But and if that's the case, like I think I'll have a pretty good chance. You know, my GPA is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll have good recs. I mean, I did spend that year at Oxford, and
right.
I'll be able to write a good personal statement. I mean, that's one of my strengths.
Right.
So if it's a good score, like, I'm in good shape, you know. I'm going to get into some good places.
Yeah, excellent.
So, yeah, it was, you know, one of the problems is just, like, on some of the sections, you don't have enough time to, like, mm-hmm. do them all. But the games section, which has four games, and basically each game sets up a different scenario and then asks you questions about, like, that scenario.
Right.
It's like, you know, eight people are in a race, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, whatever. They're divided into two teams, and each person runs one leg of a four-leg race, and this person has to run before this person, and this person runs number three on team one, and then you have to figure out, like, everything that follows from
these. So it's all logic-type stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a very difficult test.
Yeah, it sounds very hard.
I mean, it's probably one of the hardest graduate tests. The medical school test, the MCAT, is probably more difficult.
Yeah.
But it's different. I mean, that test requires a lot of specific knowledge about, like, medicine.
Right.
Biology, chemistry, stuff like that. Whereas this is just more, it really has nothing to do with the law.
Right.
At all. But,
and they're multiple choice answers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel positive about that.
Good.
Yeah, I feel like the work that I put in, like, hopefully paid off.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I don't know what my score is until mid-January. It takes 5 weeks to, like,
yeah.
process them and everything.
Yeah.
So I wish I knew what it was right now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and proceed, like I said, with my applications and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sort of narrowing it down a little bit to some of the places that I'm going to apply. Like, I'm definitely going to apply to, like, NYU.
Right.
I'll probably apply to CU. I think I'm going to apply to Stanford probably. And then either Berkeley or UCLA.
Okay.
I mean, I could get into UCLA pretty easily in there. They're a very highly rated law school. And,
uh-huh.
And I mean, I'll definitely, you know, I still probably apply to Penn. And then probably select, you know, a couple more on the East Coast.
Uh huh.
So.
What does it cost to apply? Like $50?
Yeah.
Man,
it's expensive, but the thing is, I mean, you can't rely on a certain type of formula of GPA and LSAT to get you in.
So it varies from school to school.
Yeah. So you never know what's going to happen, and if you only apply to, you know, if you apply to a lot of places, like, you're guaranteed that you're going to get into certain ones, but it's hard to know which ones you're going to get into.
Right.
Whereas if you just apply to a few, you know, you're taking a pretty big risk that you might not get into them.
Right.
It's just more, it's riskier. So I think, you know, the money is, you know, well, I wish it weren't that much. Like, in the long run, it's the wisest thing to do.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
When you consider, like, how much I'm going to wind up spending on law school anyway.
Right.
That's a pretty small fraction of it to make sure that I, like, get into the right place and get to go to the right place.
Chester, how does law school monetarily compare with, say, University of Pennsylvania?
Well, I think it's actually a little bit less.
Okay.
I think the average is, I think it's around, like, $20,000 a year.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And you're looking at 3 years, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I'll still be able to get, like, a significant amount of financial aid, I think.
Right.
Whatever. But, I mean, like I said, I am going to apply to CU, and that is a possibility. Although, probably not a probability, but if I went there, it would cost me, like, $2,000 a year.
Because you're in state.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, if money is a problem, I mean, that is always an option.
Right.
And I mean, although you know, it's obviously better to go to like a better school, whatever.
Right.
But one of the things I've been thinking about is like, what kind of law do I want to practice? And I'm kind of interested. I mean, I have to say, I'm not as interested in law of like corporate law as are a lot of these people. I mean, they go to law school for 3 years, and then they'll come out and they get hired by like a big firm, and they'll make a lot of money. I mean, $70,000-$80,000, depending. Mm-hmm. You know, but you're just like, you're getting killed 80, 90 hours a week.
No, that's what I've heard, yeah.
And, you know, you're obviously not going to see the courtroom that much. Well, even if you work for a corporate firm, you're hardly ever going to see the courtroom. But I mean, of course, working for, like, going to work at a district attorney's office, like, obviously isn't as lucrative.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm going to need to, I think if I wanted to go, like, the criminal route, the district attorney route, then if I wanted to live in Colorado, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go to CU, because that way during the summers I can get my internships at like whatever for the attorney general or for, you know, different district attorney's offices in Denver, you know, some other place. But, you know, I mean, I'm going to obviously ask a lot of questions, do a lot of investigation, and what I want to do is like the places that I get accepted to, I mean, ideally I'd like to be able to visit most of them before before making a decision.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, but if that score's good, it's going to be a good situation, I think, in March and April as I start to find out, like,
yeah,
what I can do next year, you know.
Well, that's like the first big hurdle, huh?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I know it's such a better feeling than if I had felt like I messed up that test, you know. I'm either going to have to cancel it or I'm going to get a low score, and that's going to restrict where I can go.
Right.
Like, I just feel relieved, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really happy about that, totally.
Great. Great.
So, yeah, but I've got a lot of work to do these next couple of weeks. You know, a couple papers and three tests. But all my work is fairly spaced out, so it shouldn't be that much of a problem.
Good.
But do all my work and then come home for Christmas. So.
Uh-huh.
That should be a good feeling. We're doing some like informal rushing right now, and that's going really well. I actually ran with another guy to be pledge educator.
Yeah.
But I lost that election to these other two guys.
Mm.
But I thought I was going to do that for a while.
Yeah.
So I got into some awesome courses next semester.
What are they?
Well, I'm in two history seminars. One on World War II. Taught by this guy called Thomas Childers. He's a really good professor. And then I got into this history seminar, which is, the seminar is limited to 15 people. Got into another one on the Vietnam War with one of our Pulitzer Prize winning historians, Walter McDougall.
Hmm.
So those classes are going to be real awesome. And then I'm taking like a class on English, the 20th century, basically just like understanding the literature of the 20th century. And then I need to take another history class. I have to take, like, a non-Western history class. So I'll probably take something about, like, the history of, like, Japan or China or, like, India or Africa.
Right.
Then I have to fulfill a science requirement, so I have to take, like, astronomy. But, you know, but, I mean,
Well, that ought to work for you. As late as you stay up, you can just go outside and get a score at any time.
Yeah, totally. But I'll tell you, if that LSAT score is good, like, I'll be, you know, I'll be able to just, I won't have to take those classes, like, that seriously, you know.
Right.
Because they will have no bearing on where I'm going to get accepted.
Right.
So, I don't know. But, I don't know if I told you we put a Christmas tree up in our house and decorated it the other night.
Right.
That's pretty awesome. I bought some Christmas lights and put them up in my room. It's kind of good. So I saw Cindy today for
did you?
I hadn't seen her in a long time. And I was just running down to play an intramural basketball game and just sort of ran into her. So that
was she nice to you?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we talked for a while and she didn't understand how I had time to go play basketball because she's just like overloaded with work. And I'm like, well, like, you know, you have to get out and do other things besides work. I thought you'd kill yourself.
Right.
So, yeah, that intramural basketball, we've been having a really good time.
Good.
We had a good game today. And
do you have just one team in your house?
Well, we have two teams, an A team and a B team.
Yeah.
So I've actually been playing for both. Today was the B team game. I mean, a lot of guys play for both teams.
Uh-huh.
And we ran over this other team. So we have a lot of good athletes in our house. That's so yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm hoping to like get it. I have this goal of getting in shape. You know, I've had this goal many times in the past and haven't been able to accomplish it successfully. But I think with my height, if I just put in, you know, like consistent amounts of running, lifting and whatnot over a long period of time, like, the results would be pretty good.
Right.
So if I can just, like, get the desire to do it, that's sort of a goal I have. But
that's always the biggest hurdle is generating the motivation to achieve a goal.
Yeah, totally. So, I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But that's something I'm thinking about.
Uh-huh. Well, good deal.
But, yeah. So, the more I think about it, the more I don't think I'm going to go to the semi-formal that we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's going to cost me like $80. And
mm-hmm.
Since there's no one I really want to take, and I don't think I'm going to take Cindy just because.
Right. That to me is a good choice.
Yeah. And I have bills and whatnot to pay. So I think I'll probably just save my $80.
Yeah.
We have a formal in the spring anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know. So that should be fine. So how's everything there? Did it cool?
Twyla's gimping around. I think she's, she's got the flu.
Oh, really?
So she's got chills and fever and achiness and her skin aches and her eye sockets ache. And she's sitting there laughing at me now.
So she's not going to be able to go teach tomorrow?
Well, she's planning on it. See, she only gets so many days, whether they're sick days or vacation days or whatever. She can do whatever she wants to with them, and she's got them pretty well planned out to do other things. Doesn't allow any margin for sick days.
Yeah.
So she's going to try to go, but
I see.
If she's too sick, she won't make it.
Yeah, true. Is the weather colder at all today?
It got a little cooler today. We've had beautiful weather, though. It's been real dry and sunny all the last 3 days.
Huh.
Today it was probably only about 50, maybe 55.
Okay.
I don't know what the forecast is, but
I see.
It's been just unbelievable weather.
We've been having some really beautiful days, too.
Uh-huh.
Pretty uncharacteristic of Philadelphia this time of year, but
yeah.
Today it was just nice and warm and sun was out, you know. It felt like a fall day, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
Yeah.
But
do you know any more about your schedule for going back and
Returning to
Philadelphia and returning back here after
school. Well, I know basically when I want to return to Philadelphia. I don't know about returning afterwards. I mean,
yeah, I guess that'll depend on what you're going to do.
Exactly. So I'm thinking about the possibility of just like two one-way tickets. I don't know. I mean, I have these travel vouchers from American Express where I can get like one-way flights.
Oh, yeah?
For like $150, stuff like that. So, I mean, if I don't know for sure that I'm coming back to Colorado, like, afterwards, it just seems like...
Seems like a waste.
Yeah. But, I mean, hopefully I can get, you know, we can still get some cheap tickets.
Well, if you got a travel voucher one way for $150,
yeah.
that's,
Yeah.
That's cheap.
Yeah, that is cheap. That's totally cheap. So. And then I have another one of those, so I could probably use